Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Carson, who's 19 years old and began making $250,000 a month. Can't believe I'm saying that. At the age of 16 years old. So here's his story, exactly how he did it, and all of the other details you want to know about. So with that said, let's bring him on the show. So Carson, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Got it.
You know,
thanks
just in the quarantine
on.
Thing. Of course.
I hear you on that. So what's up?
I actually made a decent amount of money from owning one of the most popular Minecraft servers from 2016 to 2019. The Minecraft server was called Velt PvP and Arcane. In total, we had like over 1 million users join. We did over $2.5 million in revenue. We're making over 250K a month during our peak months. Those are the pretty basic stats.
That's incredible. So let's start here. For anyone who doesn't know what a Minecraft server is, including myself, we had some other guy on the Graham Stephan Show months ago. This might have almost been, at this point, almost a year ago now. He had a Minecraft server. I think he was making like $7,000-$8,000 a month, which I thought was incredible. So if you wouldn't mind explaining a little bit about how this works, how you got into it exactly, how this makes money.
So the easiest way to explain it for people that don't really understand like how you can make money from Minecraft, I normally explain it to people like if you've ever played like Clash of Clans, like you can buy gems on like the App Store and, you know, just like level up like your town hall and everything like that. Mm. Or if you're playing like Candy Crush on Facebook, when you die, you can spend $2 on a life. It's literally just like that, but on Minecraft. But, you know, when tens of thousands of people all spend $10 a piece, you know, the money just adds up. So.
Okay. So how did you get into this then? How do you decide 2016? You're like, you know what? I want to open up a Minecraft server. I want to make a ton of money.
It's actually a pretty funny story. I actually got kind of kicked out of high school, my freshman year. And, my parents thought like my life was over. They're like, oh, you're a f*** up, like all this stuff. And, I just kind of used it as motivation to, you know, like push harder. I was put in all online classes, so I was able to spend 12 hours a day on my computer pretty much every single day. And, I started this company and, eventually it just took off. And, you know, now everyone's congratulating me and stuff. So
wait. So let's back up here. How did you get kicked out of high school in freshman? Like what is so bad that at like 13, 14 years old, you get kicked out of school?
I took off the district's Wi-Fi. All 12 schools went offline.
How did you decide that's a good idea? How did you decide? First of all, that's impressive.
It wasn't like malicious, bro. It wasn't a malicious thing. It was just like me and my friends were messing around, and like the lunch ladies like couldn't even give people lunch or anything. Like the teachers couldn't take attendance. So the principal wasn't too happy about that. They thought like I like hacked in and like got all their passwords and stuff, but like that, it just wasn't the case. Like I was really just not like allowing anyone to go on the internet, and I thought it was just my school, but it turned out to be like the entire district, and like it was more serious than it was.
And that's kind of funny though. Like that's impressive, I think, for I guess you're like 14 at the time to go and take.
Yeah, it's 14.
It's funny how the punishment is like you go and take down the Wi-Fi of the entire school, and the punishment is okay. Now you get to spend 12 hours a day on the computer. That's
yeah, that was the weirdest thing. My parents weren't too happy about that, but that was my punishment.
Wow. Okay. So then, were you already playing Minecraft at this time, or is that the time got into it?
So yeah, I've always been playing Minecraft since I was a little kid. I grew up on that game pretty much. And I had a friend, you know, who had a server, and I was like, dude, like you need to teach me how to do this stuff. And he eventually taught me, and my server became bigger than his. And then, you know, I kind of just took off. You know, we had over like 15 YouTubers recording for us. I think at the peak we had like we were paying around 30 employees or independent contractors to work for our server.
So how does it work exactly? Does someone go to your server over someone else, or do you get just like a small percentage of the overall pie, or how does it work?
Yeah, so, you know, it's like I'm advertising a product pretty much. And, you know, I would advertise through YouTubers, Twitter. stuff like that. And people would come onto my Minecraft server, and when they were on my Minecraft server, they could spend money on it if they chose to. You know, you weren't required to spend any money. It was completely up to you if you wanted to.
Gotcha. But why would they use yours over somebody else's? Is there any advantages to using yours over like someone else's server? Or does it not matter? It's still
Yeah, I
company.
mean, back in the day, like 2016, 2017, 2018, you know, when I had the server, you know, we were running, you know, some of the best plugins. We had like some of the newest, best YouTubers recording on our server. It was like a really fun server to play on, and a lot of people had a lot of good memories playing on it.
Okay, so you make it sound like when you say good memories, like this is done. You're not doing this as
Yeah, I
much, or like
mean,
what
so
happened?
I sold the company last year. In May, and I have been retired from the Minecraft industry since. Right now, during this quarantine thing, I've been working like 12 hours a day on an iPhone app that I plan on releasing in the next couple of months.
Okay,
So,
so a few questions here before we move on. Why did you sell? It's making all this money. Why?
the company became non-profitable. It went from making, you know, 250K a month for, you know, months on months on end. And then, you know, the thing is, we were selling lifetime ranks and stuff like that. So, people were keeping what they bought forever pretty much. And eventually kind of everyone already bought like everything. And, the server became like non-profitable. It wasn't making money anymore. And, I honestly just shut it down. Wasn't like trying to sell it or anything. And, some, 50-year-old guy reached out to me wanting to buy it from me, which was kind of funny.
Can
So
you
now a 50-year-old father owns my
Wow,
Minecraft
can you disclose how much you sold it for? Like approximately? Like are we talking like hundreds of thousands?
So I sold it for obviously a lot less than it made, because the company, you know, wasn't making money anymore like during the last final months. But no, I'm not technically allowed to say, because of the contract.
Okay. So what did you end up doing with all the money?
Well, I mean, I bought a Tesla Model 3 Performance.
Of course, okay.
At 18 years old, I had that. I had my own apartment in high school. You know, I threw a lot of parties, you know, did a lot of stupid things living by myself. You can imagine how an 18-year-old with his own apartment and a car that goes 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds, how that would go. I ended up crashing the Tesla last month. It wasn't actually my fault though, which is funny. But yeah, the car was totaled. I can send you a photo of that if you want to put it on screen.
Yikes, okay.
And so I got a pretty fat check from insurance, and I put it all into the stock market because it's not like I need a driver now anyways. And I put it all in as the stock market crashed. It was literally perfect timing. And I'm already getting some really cool returns, but
Wait, so when did you buy in?
okay, so I have a pretty big portfolio already. I have a financial firm managing like 80% of my money, and then but this investment was kind of myself. I put pretty much my whole Tesla check into Turtle Beach. It's a headset company. I'm not sure if you've heard of them.
I have not.
Okay, but like, do you like the new Xbox is coming out in like 8 months from now? And last time when the Xbox One came out, their stock went all the way up to $80, and they're like $6 a share. So when the new Xbox comes out, it'll probably go up to like $15 to $30. So I'm
What's it
hoping to
called?
like triple.
Okay, Turtle
It's called
Beach
Turtle Beach. Yeah.
stock. Oh, I see. There's $6 right now. No dividend.
Click max,
One
and
year.
then
Oh
look
yeah.
back in like 2013. That's when the
Yeah. So
Xbox One
what's
came
this?
out, and the new Xbox is coming out in 8 months from now,
Don't
and I
you think
think it's
that would?
probably gonna do the same thing.
Don't you think that would? Because right before then, here's the thing. Right before then, it was like $2. It was $1.92. Don't you think right now the 632 is somewhat priced in already that the Xbox is going to be coming out? It seems
No,
like this
because.
was. It seems like this was such a pump, and then immediately afterwards, it just took a crap. I could be
Well,
totally wrong here, but yeah.
do you see the recent bump? It went all the way up to $30. That was Fortnite when Fortnite got big. I mean, there's going to be a bump no matter what. Xbox is coming out. The new PlayStation 5 is coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it goes up to, like, let's say $10, I'm still doubling my money, so.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's come back to this video in, like, a year from now. We're going to see where this is at. It'd definitely be interesting. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping on it.
All right. So how much money do you have invested so far in the markets?
I have a little over $500,000 in stocks. My portfolio is set to last. I don't plan on touching it. So the guys are telling me, you know, it's going to double and stuff like that. Like, you know, as like I become like 30 years old and stuff like that. But I'm in a lot of basic things like Amazon, Twitter, Visa, Boeing, just basic things.
Got it. Have you thought about just managing it yourself and not paying them and just doing like a broad index fund?
You know, I have thought about it, but they give like the percentage I pay them to run it that a year isn't really bad. I'm paying, I think, like 0.5, less than 1% of my portfolio is going to them.
That is a lot.
Half of 1% is going to them of my portfolio.
That's a lot. Because Vanguard is even less than 1/10 of that. Vanguard would be 0.04.
I know, but...
So just throwing it out there. That is something to consider. I mean, it might only seem like 0.5% a year, but...
Okay. I'm also a full-time student. I go to university. I'm trying to start this company right now. I think it's going to be pretty big. The iPhone app. And honestly, I just don't really want to have to worry about these stocks. It's just kind of just something I like want to forget about. And, you know, one day I'll wake up and be like, oh, shit, I have all this money. So
fair enough. To each, it might be worth looking into it. So it would take you the same amount of time to basically just go and get an index fund and leave it and not do anything with it. But I respect that. I just want to throw that out there just so you have that. Because, yeah, even 0.5%, it does add up every single year. So just throwing it out there that you would have to beat the markets basically by 0.5% a year just to break even on that. So
yeah,
just throwing it out there. You could leave it. You could leave it down there, but it's just at least get your mind thinking that way just in case. You never know.
Yeah. But, and then the other investment I have is, I own a property and, so I live in Michigan. I live in Northville, Michigan. I own a $200,000 house in a city near me, and it's in like a $600,000-$700,000 neighborhood. We got like the cheapest house in the neighborhood, and so my dad actually like pretty much owns a construction company, and my mom's a real estate agent. So I'm kind of in like the perfect industry to get into like the whole you know, renting out houses and, you know, stuff like that. So I own a property, and we actually knocked the house down, and we're rebuilding a new house. And we're gonna be selling the house between like 600-700K. I should make like $150,000 profit off this house, which is gonna be pretty cool in the next couple of months.
Good stuff. How old are you right now?
I'm 19 right now. I just turned 19 a couple months ago.
That's crazy. Jeez. Good for you.
Yeah.
Just don't screw this up,
bro.
That's my only advice for you is just don't mess this up. You have such a golden ticket. Just keep doing this and stop hacking Wi-Fi. If you could just do
Come on. Now, dude, what's messed up is a 16-year-old making $250K a month. Like, just think about the things, like mental health, like what that does to somebody. Like, moving forward, like now that I'm not making that money, like how can I even be happy with making like whatever amount of money a month?
I
hate to sound like that, but like the standards just mess up your head.
I get it. You'll get very used to that after. Give it another few years, and you'll return to the same level as you are right now. But yeah, I get going from making that much money to not making that much money is going to be quite a sticker shock there. But you'll get used to it. That's gonna phase down as you get a little bit older. So
I mean, like looking back at like what I like, it's been like over a year now since I've made that kind of money, and just like looking back, it's like, oh my god, like how the hell did I even do that?
Well, that's why it's also really important when you make that much money, you save all of it, you don't spend it, and then during the times you're not making that, you have all of it sitting there.
Yeah, the way I got my Tesla was I was pretty smart. You know, I took out like a I took up probably a loan for half the car, and then the other money was in stocks, pretty much paying off the Tesla. So.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And thanks so much for sharing your story.
All right, man. Thanks for
Cool.
having me.
All right, you got
Appreciate
it. Thanks. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. And really quick, for anyone who's interested, I want to put the private Discord link down below in the description. For anyone who wants to go ahead and join that, the link is down below. And also down below is where you can get two free stocks when you deposit $100 on Webull. And one of those stocks is going to be valued up to $1,400. So it only takes a few minutes to do. Two stocks, only $100. It takes a few minutes. You may as well just go ahead. Get those two free stocks if you have not done that already. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time.